Hi, babe.
What you writing?
Oh God, sorry, scared you.
What? A homework assignment. Since when do you do those on paper? Yeah, I know that you prefer to put your thoughts on paper, but with stuff like that, you never bother. Can I read it? Why not? Is it about me? I'll bet you think I'm feeling suspicious. As a matter of fact, I don't. I know what you're writing. How do I know? Yeah, I stumbled on the other letters you wrote for me, but never left. There's something beautiful about the way you get your thoughts on paper. Yes, I loved all the rambles. There was quite a bit of content to read through. Hell, I learned a couple of things, and we've been together for years. Yeah, there were some rather sad things as well as the happy. Yeah, I know we've had our moments, but we weather them. I had no idea just how much you suffered, though. You're remarkably good at hiding your emotions. Am I mad about it? No, why would I be? I'm not even shocked. It was incredible. It was like getting to know you all over again. Why didn't you ever let me read these? I kind of figured it was because of some of those sad parts. It was because you were self-conscious about the way you put it together. God, babe. You know I don't care about things like that. I want them laminated and bound in a book. Yes, we'll get that done at some point, but for now, I have a letter that I wrote for you. Yes, I wrote you one. Okay, just sit back and listen. December 1st, 2016. To my love, what words could I use to express how your letters made me feel? How can this letter even compare to the fantastic prose that you effortlessly put on paper? I wrote this letter 1,000 times trying to get it right, and I got to a point of saying, fuck it, they need to hear this. I like the lovely penmanship you have, but I'm bearing my heart for you as you did for me. Over the years, I haven't gotten tired of this beautiful thing we have, the smiles and the kisses you give me when we wake up together, when we come home, and all throughout the lovemaking in the night. The sweet little nuances of your notes that say you love me. The goofy shit you do that straddles cringe territory, but I fucking love it. There isn't anyone like you, and I'd rather never be in a position to try and find out otherwise. Today, I read you this sweet summary of the solid structure we have built together. I love you, and let's make love right fucking now. Yeah, it says that. Read it. See, I told you. So, are you going to? No, stay in your chair. I want to kiss you like when we first started dating. Still. Reading exactly how much you care made me want you more than I have ever have before. Please keep writing these, and I want to write you back. I'll leave them for you to find. We can make it a fun game. Does that hurt? I'm sorry. Yes, that's the look. That's the look you gave me before you told me you loved me the first time. Let's keep this up and always try to make love like this. Wait, babe, where are you going? No, stay here. Let's cuddle. Come on. You can wait to write about that stuff some other time. Oh, I'm sure the feeling will still be fresh in your mind later. Plus, you would miss all these sweet cuddles that I'm gonna give you. And that fanciest dinner that we're going to. Yeah. Surprise! I got us a reservation at that swanky place downtown. Yeah, no. Put that paper away. You can write that down later. Come here. I love you.